Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady. I'm back. I'm better than ever. I'm here, as always, with our perennial guests. Every time you listen to this show, the host may be different, but the guests, they always stay the same. Mm-hmm. And those two are Keith Melly and Hemda. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having us. It's so good to be here. You are back and better than ever. I can sense it.
Feeling good, feeling good. And the show is sponsored today. And today we have a real sponsor.
Okay.
Or maybe I'm, it's a trial run. So if they want to sponsor the show, they can. You know, Okay. That's what I'm saying. This is called Hop Tea. Have you heard of this?
No. Mm-mm.
It's beer flavored seltzer, essentially. And it is so delicious.
Really?
I love it. It's Hoplark 0.0 Citra, and it's basically tea that's seltzer that's brewed with hops, so it tastes like not sweet. So, you know, it's like hoppy.
Bitter.
Like bitter. And I'm addicted.
All right.
This episode of Last Week is brought to you by Hop Tea. Email them and say Bianca sent you and you should give her a free case of Hop Tea. And I'll share it with the listeners, and I'll share it with you guys and Rod and Karen if they want.
That's sweet.
I don't know how we're doing that, but I'm sure.
I'll pay for postage. Stamps.com.
This is working out. Wow.
Okay. All right. Now that that's out of the way. How's it going?
I was just at a hospital and I got something wrong with my side and they can't figure out what it is. And I did all the tests.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. Tell me about your side.
It hurts.
Like the muscle inside kind of thing?
I don't know. I assumed it was like pulled something, but then it's hurting a lot. And so now I have no idea. But
okay. Tell us this right now as you're sitting still. Does it hurt when you're sitting still?
I feel it, but it doesn't hurt.
Okay. Could you lay down or does it hurt more when you lay down?
That'll hurt.
Okay. Did you sleep sitting up?
No, I was laying down, but I was always woken up by it hurting.
Okay.
So I'd find the right position. And then if the position changed, it hurts a lot.
Can you raise the arm on the side that it hurts?
Yeah, but I feel it.
Okay, so you are only to a point you could raise it, not all the way up towards the ceiling.
I don't want to brag, but I could, but I feel it.
He's looking crunchy, tense. Yeah.
Okay, and as you raise it, it hurts more and more?
Yes.
Okay. All right, doctors out there, that's basically all the questions. I don't know what else.
What kind of tests did they do at the hospital?
EKG, blood test, piss test, the baby inside your test,
ultrasound
test,
MRI, CAT scan,
X-ray, CAT scan.
But it doesn't feel like an organ. It feels like more of a muscle.
The more
thing.
I think about it, the more it feels like an organ, but they said my organs were fine.
Well, that's good.
So,
and they checked the organs.
Yeah, they said, in fact, I have a printout. I have a very unremarkable liver and a very unremarkable gallbladder.
That's good. It's not marked.
Right.
It's good to hear.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me think.
Okay. Thank you. What's coming to you?
Well, I don't know if you've ever tried this type of thing called salon pause. Have you tried this? It's like a patch you put on your skin and it is a pain alleviator.
Oh, he's got it patch. On. Wow. Is that icy hot?
Yeah, it's not. Well, it's a medicated one. I mean, it's
prescription.
You need a prescription. Great. But I don't think it's helping at all.
Okay. Well, that was going to be my prescription and they already did it. It's not helping. So that's all I've got.
Do you have?
I'm sorry, Keith. That's annoying as anything.
I don't like that. I don't have an answer. And then at the ER, she's just staring at me like, "So we didn't see anything on that either." I'm like, "Okay." And then now you say another sentence. So that's it. So she gave me morphine. She gave me a Percocet and then I have to leave. Well, shouldn't I have morphine and Percocet to go and forever? Oh, well.
Do you have CBD lotion or some kind of topical something?
Actually, I do. Yeah. I'll try that. I didn't think of that.
Okay. And does it help?
I think I do because Kyle kept using it as a lip balm, not knowing any better. But I think I might have some left.
She's got the best lips in town now.
Right?
Her lips are very relaxed. She's always frowning.
I have a little bit of eczema. That's right. Because I will be picking up one disease every year or so. And I put some CBD on it. Oh, my God. We have so much in common always. We should go to the hospital together one day.
All three of us, it sounds like. Keith, join us.
Yeah.
It's time. Happening. You have a mysterious pain? Nobody knows what it is?
You're in the club.
Welcome. Welcome to our world.
When you get a one in a million situation, then you could move up in our little club. So
the other night I went out to dinner with friends. I got up in the middle of dinner and threw up in the bathroom, like a ton of barf. No idea why.
Ugh.
Couldn't tell you. Felt much better after it happened.
Did you tell anyone when you came back?
Yeah, I said, you know, the darndest thing, I did just throw up like a vicious amount. So I'm not going to have any of this pizza. But I'm happy to just keep hanging out if that's okay with you guys.
But you just made room.
It was like I had two artichoke hearts and a glass of iced tea. And then I returned it. I sent it back, as they say.
You artichoked on it.
Yeah. Boom.
There it is. This weekend, my brother Andrew was in town. He lives in Texas. And right before he had to go, he's wolfing down two slices from the best pizza place, Joe's. And as he's wolfing down the second one, I'm like, you could take it in the cab. You're almost done. Slow down. You're going to get heartburn. He goes, what's that? I go, don't get indigestion. He goes, what's that feel like? I'm like, you don't have indigestion yet? I'm like, you don't have it? He's like, no, this isn't going to bother me at all. I go, okay. I didn't have anything to say. I'm like, you're my older brother.
What? Hey, well, fuck you very much. Like, and
you don't even know what it feels like to have indigestion. We have the same dad. He had indigestion our whole life, and so did I. Like some kind of, you know, stuck there thing.
Andrew, we're owners of the Tums Corporation. Don't you know?
I remember when the doctor was just staring at me. I'd stare back, and I'm like, let's see if something comes to me. Maybe something come to you in the meantime, and it doesn't. And I wish I just said, what if I was your boss? Then what do we do?
What if I was your kid? Because they don't care about their boss. There's another job. What if I was your kid? Is there another test?
Right.
But the truth is, there's probably not. And I don't know. Did they recommend you go to a doctor who can?
No, they didn't even do that. But they said that that's all we have. That's all we have in this hospital. I'm like, but that doctor's office doesn't have more things than a hospital.
Well, I would say you got, I mean, I've been around for a while in the game.
In the club.
You know, the thing is that they don't actually know the answer and they don't, they often don't have a fix for you. So what you got to do is you got to go to physical therapy. What you got to do is you got to make an appointment with the physical therapist and they're going to teach you some little weird exercises to do where you like lift your shoulders up, put them down. You go like side to side with your hips. And if you do that every day, two times a day for a month, your side will feel better eventually. Yes,
sure. The problem is that physical therapy, and I forgot about this when I had to go to physical therapy. A lot of people go to physical therapy because they're suing someone and they're sort of like, you know, amping up their injury. So I'm like, why isn't my physical therapist taking this seriously? I'm like, oh, because they have a bunch of bullshit artists running through here, you know, so that their case could look better. And I'm like, okay, but I showed you the x-ray. This is fucked up, but my insurance didn't cover it. I had to pay out of pocket and I had to like negotiate with them what out of pocket means, which was $40 every time I go. And they don't like, They're like, you pay before you see a doctor, and they were recommending I go 3 times a week. So that's rent, you know, sure. But like, but what happens if I don't, you know? And then I got scared, and then I got a bill for $80,000 from the same place because they were like, oh, your insurance didn't cover it. I'm like, yeah, that's why I was paying $40 cash out of pocket. They're like, yeah, we don't see that you paid it. I'm like, I think turn the page or something. Right. What the fuck?
Because it looks like I did over here.
Yeah. So that becomes my part-time job, is to follow up on people's bullshit, you know? And right. I think that's what adults have a really hard time with, is like, the pandemic happened. I haven't seen the amount of doctors I need to in 2 years. So now I have a list of doctors. It's going to be like, you know, at least a doctor a week if I'm just going every week for like 2 months.
Yep. I know.
Yeah.
But hang in there, Keith. And if you
right,
want,
this is about you.
I'll hit you with a baseball bat on the other side. So you don't feel it as much on that side.
I appreciate it. Let's see what happens. Let's give it another day.
One more question. Has the pain gone down at all?
I think so. But I did just try to lay down the check, and that hurt a lot. But I think like right now, I'm just moving a little bit. It would hurt more. But yeah. I am on illegal OxyContin.
Nice.
That's so helpful. Unfortunately, I hate even saying that into a microphone also. But
their Percocet wasn't doing anything.
Wow. Wow.
So we'll see if I'm ever able to shit again, but it seems to be helping a little bit.
Oh, right. Because they make you constipated.
There's always some.
So, okay. Well, wow. That's another doctor's visit for the constipation.
I have to apparently have a colonoscopy. Keith, have you had yours yet?
No.
Why do I have to? You have to have it then.
Well, hey, easy.
You got more going on in there as a...
As a guy?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. I didn't know you wanted an answer. Okay. I'm a little busy right now is all, but okay.
Maybe they need to check.
No. Okay. Go right now. Go now. I haven't had a full colonoscopy, but I've had a sigmoidoscopy, which is they just go halfway up.
Huh.
And I said, well, why don't you just do the whole colon while you're there? But they were also at the same time doing a...
Just the tip?
Endoscopy. So they were going down my throat and my gut at the same time and just checking things out.
Are they...
Are you awake for that?
No!
Okay. Oh, my God.
But I have to have an enema before they did it. And I'd never done that before.
Did you do it yourself? Did you stick it up
there
yourself?
No, I couldn't do it myself. So the nurse, who's like a woman my age, who was really nice and cool, she was like, all right, we're doing it. And so she just stuck the tube right up my little butthole.
Oh, my God. They were playing Sistine Chapel.
Or ass pipe, as you would call it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was just water. Plus water, push, water up your butt, hold it as long as you can.
Which is like no time, right?
It's and then you amazing. Sit on the commode and it all rushes out. And yeah, it's really humiliating. So anyway, you have that to look forward to.
All right.
But I think with the colonoscopy, what they do is they give you this juice that makes you shit.
That's worse.
Out.
I think that's worse because I think from what I understand from TV and movies, that's like some sort of heavy, awful paste that you have to drink the day before. I think I'd rather have an enema.
All right. Maybe you can request it.
Okay. I'm serious.
Kyle just did it. She said it was rough.
The colonoscopy juice?
The juice. Yeah. That's its own thing.
Yeah. Shit.
You have to invest in a bidet just to schedule the colonoscopy because that much wiping, you're going to be a mess back there.
Right.
Now, anyway.
The sexiest last week on Keith and the Girl.
I love. We're all starting at a deficit. You know, we have to climb out of this hole. We're cut hand over hand, foot over foot. We're climbing out of this hole of maladies and onto the level, which is zero. We got to get back to zero so that we can then rise and get through this together, because we do actually have quite a bit to get through in terms of discussing last week's episodes, because that's the job of the host of Last Week on Keith and the Girl, is to discuss the episodes from the last week of the show. And I do it, and Rod does it, and Karen does it, and we do it as much as we can, and this week is no exception. And so we must do our due diligence and start with episode 3590, The Perfect Guest, with Brother Love and Craig Klein.
Yes.
The episode that everybody's been waiting for. And, you know, the fun thing about Keith and the Girl universe is that, like, the show is about you guys and what you guys are doing and what your guests are doing sometimes. But most of the time, it's just about you guys. Mm-hmm. And so if – ooh, look at that. Hem just got a special drink. So if you guys are just doing your normal routine, like getting up, doing the show, that's, you know, normally what things are about. But say you do one thing that's outside of the norm, such as visit a friend. Suddenly we have so much material. Brother Love and Craig kind of fell in love with one another on this episode, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Well, definitely each other's style, yes. But yes, I would say that. Yeah. You know, before the Brother Love was already scheduled, then I figured, I know we just had Craig on the show before the vacation, but I think that'd be interesting because they were both hosts. I told Brother Love that, and I couldn't tell if he was jealous a little bit, because I said, I don't know if you know Craig, but he was on the last show. He goes, he was just on the last show. I go, Brother Love, I have to have you on every show. And he goes, oh, all I heard was you'll have me on every show. Then he goes, sorry, guys, got to go. I thought that was interesting. But yes, to answer your question.
I think what we've learned about Brother Love is that maybe time management isn't his strongest forte of his life. Because he's all like, yeah, man, groovy. Hey, peace and love. And we're all gonna, and it'd be great. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, crap. Okay.
But I used to watch, you know, now that I think about it, would hang out with Brother Love and Keith, maybe some other people or whatever, but somebody would be like, hey, you guys want to meet on Sunday for blah, blah, blah. And they would both just like, if they wanted to say yes, that sounds like a good time to go. Yeah, I'll see you there. I'm like, I happen to know you're both busy that day. You didn't look at your schedule. You're both adults. It's not like you have children. So I get it. You feel wild and free, but you committed to this other thing. And they're like, oh, yeah. I mean, we'll tell them that later, I guess, once we figure that out. I'm like, oh, all right. You know what? I'm out of this, you know, because that would drive me nuts. But I understand that not everybody functions like that. They just go, yeah, yeah, I'll see you there. And it's like not even a thing. For me, I'd be like, oh my God, I lied. I got to update my status. Like all this shit. They're expecting me. I said, yes, you know, no.
Well, speaking of lying, Bianca, when you heard he said, Keith is said, I'm coming over now. And there's nothing he could have done about it. It's clear that's a lie, right?
Yeah, I think he was in the wrong there. If I was being a judge, I would say, because he was afraid to say anything to you, and he was afraid to say anything to his wife.
Yes.
Because he didn't want anyone to be mad at him, and he wanted to say yes to everyone.
He was hoping we'd just figure it out.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. Next time you might just want to include her in on the text or just ask her directly.
Ask her.
I'm sure it's like an annoying part. I'm not sure. But anyway, what about, do you think that you can read us the receipt, your initial text about, hey, I'm coming over, so that we can once and for all?
I would have called them, but I don't even think what's a fraud. Okay. Don't give the stupidity any fucking credit that I would say, I'm coming over for a week. because you once said not too long ago, come over anytime. I said, Don, I'm coming over these dates, like it or not. And these dates are fairly close, but I ain't asking. This never happened. And not to jump ahead, but the poll was, did Keith inform Brother Love that he's coming over without asking? 46% say yes. What the fuck, guys? The fuck? That's so stupid.
Yeah, and when you said, I thought rather socially deftly, like beautifully done, hey, I know week's kind of a while. Like, I can definitely go visit my brother in Chicago if, you know, it's too long. Like, that's pretty clear. And then you get back, hey, man, thanks for that.
Yeah.
That would have made me burn Brother Love's house down if
Thank
that were
you.
Me.
I Thank would. You. So who do you think is telling the truth, guys? Come on. Shame on you. Shame on you.
Be so mad. I'd be like, what do you want me to do?
I was ready Please. To lose it. Yeah.
Please tell me. I'll do it. Just tell me. But then Craig, on the other hand, was like.
A human.
He would have thrown that girlfriend of his overboard to make you happy.
that's how sweet he is.
He loves you so much. He's like, Keith's going to have a good time with me. And yeah, it sounds like you guys had a lot of fun. I was excited to hear about the party you went to in a sleeveless shirt with a suit coat on top and then a scarf.
Yes. Nobody could tell it's a sleeveless shirt. That's the gem of it. However, suits are very itchy when you wear sleeveless shirts. They don't make the shoulders for people like me. But yeah,
also, I was the lining of the sleeve. Doesn't it bother you on your skin?
The lining of
was
a sleeve?
Was there lining? Oh, maybe it wasn't.
I'm confused. Of a suit?
Yeah. So a suit jacket a lot of times has the lining in it. The stitch, and that lining is plasticky, not plasticky.
It's usually like a silk or maybe a polyester.
Well, it wasn't comfortable. I know that.
Yeah.
Was it your suit jacket?
Yes, it was. Thank you very much.
And you brought a suit jacket to California?
Yes, I did.
Oh. Were you warned ahead of time or do you always carry a suit jacket?
He mentioned the suit jacket.
Okay.
Yeah. He says he mentioned to wear all black for something, but I don't believe that to be true. Hmm. But because I would have remembered that and that I don't have all that.
Wow. But your friends are all fucking liars, huh?
Well,
the scarf was borrowed from him, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And why don't we have a picture of this outfit is my question.
Because I don't like apparently his girlfriend's blind. That's why. And when she took pictures, I don't know what she was fucking looking at. But I did not like the way I looked. And, you know, Craig would say to me, because remember, I was talking about my ID and I'm like, hey, can you fucking Photoshop this old picture for my ID? Because I don't like the way, you know, especially those ones where you're supposed to be looking straight and everybody looks horrible. And so that he brings it up like, oh, that's a good picture. You have some kind of body dysmorphia. Then she takes pictures of, so he was just taking a picture of me and like, oh, that's, you think you're ugly? It's not necessarily that. I just see a picture. One after another, and each one singularly, one after another, is horrible. Then she takes a picture of both of us. He doesn't like those pictures. He's like, my thighs look fat, this and that. And I'm like, okay, so let's all just admit we're human goddamn beings, and no good picture came up, and no one gets to see it. They get to see us on the beach. I don't mind that one. They get to see us at a fish market. I don't mind that one. Yeah. But no, the scarf one just didn't come out that day.
I hate that so much when somebody shows you a picture of yourself and you hate it, and they go, oh, that's a good picture of you.
Right.
And you're like, if that's a good picture of me, then people should be vomiting in the street when they see me because I look horrible.
And I just gave you the answer.
Deserve to be murdered for how I look.
The answer's not good, and you're saying good. That means that I'm at my best.
I know.
Yeah.
If that's what I look like at my best, then just take me out right now.
Do me the favor.
I'd rather die.
It's not going to get better.
Yeah. All right. Well, good to hear that the outfit was better in person.
It seemed a hit. A person did say right away that they liked the scarf. I don't know if that's just LA talk. I mentioned, you know, I see a woman with crazy chandelier earrings. I'm like, you want me to say something? So I say it. So maybe that's what happened to me. I don't know. But people seem to dig it. I didn't make anybody sick. But it is stupid. You just throw a scarf on something. How's it going? You know what that reminds me of, these scarves? They just throw it on anything. It reminds me of that, is it Pimetti's? That sandwich place in Pittsburgh that is overrated. Everybody seems to love it. And what they do is whatever sandwich you get, they put French fries and coleslaw on it. Well, that doesn't go with everything. It goes with turkey and roast beef and cheese only and vegetables only. It can't go with everything. That's what a scarf is to me. And by the way, a scarf is a tie. Come on, folks.
But it's not noosing around your neck like a tie, though. So maybe it's the tie in rebel form.
Yeah, and what are you rebelling against? It's a tie. Me not wearing a tie is rebelling. You finding a different way to wear a tie is not rebelling.
I know what you mean, but I like the scarf because the people who wear it, they have a sense of style that comes with it that I enjoy. But also, aesthetically, it's a throw of colors. It means that you can wear sort of more muted colors, and you have a style anyway by just throwing on a... I don't know how to do this stuff. I'm not the best at fashion, but I appreciate as it comes at me sometimes. Like, oh, I don't know how to pull that off, but it fits you, and I like it.
Well, yeah. I shrugged and said, okay, you like my scarf. Know. Great. Yeah.
I might have a hot take on men in scarves.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very Gen X. Not saying that's a bad thing, but I think it's a pretty... Guys in scarves, it's kind of retro at this point.
I would think it's a little older than us. We're Gen X. Well, me and Keith anyway.
Yeah.
So I would think that like the generation above, which is where our generation got it, like the Aerosmith and whatever other band does.
Like, the Doors.
Yes.
I think it was very like provocative when they did it. A generation
the rest
before.
Of their shirt was open.
Right. So it was like, who are these girly men wearing like scarves and you know, it's like, whoa, they're so out there.
You think it's like Harry Styles like wearing men. A dress? That doesn't mean we're supposed to. He's just trying to provocateur.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. I hear you.
But I love All God's Children of a Place in the Choir, Some Sing Low, Some Sing Higher, et cetera, et cetera. Sure. Wear your scarf.
Give me your tired, your poor.
All right. And we already did the poll, and everybody who answered it is on crack cocaine if they think that.
That's crazy.
Keith was wrong.
If you thought that I really said to Brother Love, I'm coming over this date. No question. See you soon. In fact, I'm on my way. Fuck you. you really
getting
have
worse.
You must hate me. Like, you must think I'm a big asshole. You can't just think that's a normal thing.
Who are these people?
Who are they?
What's the deal with you, the listener? Okay. We must move on.
Yes.
Okay. Episode 3591. Behind the Curtain with Sam Evans. Now, I want to go behind the curtain and ask, did he do something to you? Was he late or something?
No. Was I having an attitude against Sam?
I felt like you guys were both just like, yeah. And Sam's here. And you said, hi, Sam. Welcome to the show. Do you put your penis into your girlfriend's vagina and rub it back and forth repeatedly or not? Do you love her?
Curious.
Here's what's in the news. And then at the end, Sam has an album, I think. All right. I was like, are they mad at him? They haven't asked him much. But I think you were just kind of on one. And he
was
along for the ride.
Here's the poll. Did Keith say, do you have an album, I think? No. No, I was just curious about his girlfriend. That's new. I did know that he enjoys butt stuff to be naughty, and now he can't have it. I'm curious if that's a thing. Is that a thing he has to put up with?
Yeah, you started the episode asking about her vagina stuff.
And it's more about his penis.
Ended it with the butt stuff.
Yes. Yes.
Which I thought was actually like a beautiful sort of symmetry. It was a sandwich. It was a endoscopy and a sigmoidoscopy at the same time. Mm-hmm.
The old fingers, the old ET.
You know what? I it's funny that you say like were you pissed at him or something like that, because I think if Keith was pissed, that's not the way he would have responded. That's how he talks to people who he's cool with. Everybody knows I'm going to be on, you know, on your side. So I get to say weird shit because it is assumed in this space that we all like each other. So if he doesn't like you, the weird, polite, not really throwing things your way that are in his personality, he gets muted and it's like, yeah, okay. Not as much as like playing like, what's it like with your girlfriend? He won't care about you anymore enough to ask.
I like newsy, and now we know how many times he sticks it in a day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We sure do.
Yeah.
Can you die of horniness? Because I think newsy might end up dead from prolonged exposure to being too horny.
Maybe. Although he takes care of it. He, you know, takes care of it before he leaves the house or is on the way to take care of it.
When I worked in restaurants, it was a colleague of mine, Eduardo, who used to ask, do you have leche in your cabeza? Meaning, do you have milk in your head? Like, has all your cum just built up and up and up and up so that your head is up to the tippy top filled with leche? Leche en la cabeza? Yeah. Mm-hmm, I guess so.
Yeah, CCC.
I guess so. So, for newsy, I would say
the cabeza.
Too much leche en la cabeza, and you gotta release the poison. I get it.
I wonder if it's like,
be careful.
I wonder if it's like shaving. The more you shave, the more you have to shave.
Yeah, it's what I'm worried about. I'm thinking it's too, the river is too rollicking. Mm-hmm. The waters are surging through. The levees are going to break. There's too much leche and la cabeza. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What an image. Newsy, can we see what leche in the cabeza looks like? Just putting it out there. Because he did put ass pipe on Reddit. Like, as we were in chat, we were talking about ass pipe, and he put an image of what ass pipe looks like. It's not a butt. It's an ass pipe. Check it out on Reddit. Keep it a go.
Yeah. You're missing a lot of gems if you're not checking out that Reddit. Sam Evans, you guys talked a lot about Meghan Markle, and you went on this great riff about how she was pissed that she was a model.
Ouch, that hurt me. What a joke. What the fuck? It was only about beauty and hardly about brains. Hardly about brains. Yes, Deal or No Deal was hardly about brains. That's
my
true.
Question is like, well, how long did it take you to learn how to hold that suitcase?
Right.
Because that shouldn't be a long class. Right. You know, if you need a lot of direction in that, the brains part is probably, it's probably good we didn't bring that up.
She also said, and one horrible thing I remember is a showrunner there would say, Megan, suck it in. And she couldn't believe it. By the way, even the contestants don't use their brains on that show. It's such a stupid, simple fucking show.
I just remember they parodied it perfectly on 30 Rock, where it was called like Gold Case. Right. And one of the cases was filled with gold. So they always would win because the person holding the case would be, it was so too heavy for them to hold. Yeah, I never watched that show. So for me, it was No Deal.
Right. Right.
What was it again? It was
Deal or No Deal.
Yeah. But how do you even play? You just pick a suitcase.
Nobody knows.
Nobody ever knew. Oh, that's the thing. Yeah.
No deal. Yeah.
Nobody was taught. Everybody was just treated like a dumb babe.
But we all felt pretty for a minute. Thanks, Megan.
Also, like, oh, my God. God bless all the women who complain about being perceived as beautiful all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure it's frustrating sometimes. As you know, a lot of things in life are frustrating sometimes. Like, oh, I didn't want mayonnaise and now I have it. You know, that kind
of thing. I'm always beautiful.
Oh, no. Everybody thinks I'm beautiful. And attractiveness just happens to be the most valued currency in society. Right. Oh, no. How will they know that I know how to read a book? Oh, wait. When they find out, they'll be super impressed because I'm beautiful.
Right.
What?
Also, that's they're going to hang out long enough to hear my answer to absolutely anything. I could say the dumbest shit and people are still at least pretending to pay attention.
Yeah, maybe they don't care about how smart you are because you're actually not that smart. You're just hot. Just take it. Just take it and run with it. Beauty and brains. Beauty's enough.
And with the brains, some people might not even agree with your opinion. It might not match, but everybody knows you're beautiful.
And the mosquitoes are going to bite you.
Yeah.
You also talked about...
That would be funny. She brings that up. She's like, and here's another thing. I'm reading the news. These mosquitoes are going after beautiful people. Anyway, that's my thought today. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Kanye and Alex Jones, you guys had a little debate about that, whether or not it's a similar situation. Gosh, can you believe how, you know, I do hold both of you partly responsible on some level because you are pioneers of podcasting. And so all of the slanderous takes that have ever been uttered sort of are stemming from what you yourselves brought into this world when you invented podcasting. And so I think you actually owe me some money as well. And it doesn't have to be $250 million. I think just maybe, I don't know, $200 million.
How about a hop seltzer?
A hop seltzer would be good. Okay. I'll take it. All right. Yeah, that's all so upsetting, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, what do you think? Like, I thought it was a little much to sue for that and for that much. I didn't understand it.
Well,
the $250 million to Kanye, you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I kind of got what Keith was saying about it being sort of a warning shot where, like, you have to escalate things in certain ways, like within the legal system. Like, if you're going to choose to be litigious about this in particular, which the family of George Floyd has a right to, because they're American citizens, I think, yeah, like putting a big number on it and being like, watch your ass is kind of a good first move. But I think...
Is that a first move? A cease and desist is not a sue. And that is usually a first move when you're just trying to do a warning shot.
But didn't you say that they already did that?
They did both.
They did both. I just think like... yeah, I mean, it's weird to try and litigate what someone can say on the airwaves. But at the same time, like you see that Kanye's hate speech is having a profound influence. So it's, again, it's like,
right. And to that point, that bridge on the 405 with people, you know, giving the Hitler salute and saying that Kanye was right about Jews. And that is, I mean, I feel like the people who have things like the Holocaust in mind go, hey, that is how it started.
Right. Yeah. And even like the thing with Joe Rogan, you know, all the times with Joe Rogan where it was like, he's not saying not to get the vaccine, but is he saying not or no? And maybe you can just take supplements and be doing MMA and I'm just asking questions and doing my own research. It's like, well, okay, what? I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think that's going to be a big, you know, legal question going forward is, you know, what impact does somebody's influence have over what they are or are not allowed to say in media?
Yeah, to that, there's like a joke that comes to mind that I heard recently. I got to find the guy who told it. It's so funny. And I'm going to ruin it a little bit. But the idea was, he goes, I don't know anything, but I took the vaccine because the people who I deemed know, he goes, the nerd said, and I believe they know what they're talking about in this case. And I go, he goes, my friend took a different way. And for some reason, we have to argue about it. And I said, hey, look, I went with the nerds. You went with the jujitsu guy, whatever. and it was so funny. He said it way more succinct, got to the jujitsu line so much faster. And he just kind of kept going on that. He goes, I really don't know. So I'm not going to argue with you. You can keep going with the jujitsu people, but I'm good. Right. That's a chance I'm taking.
Yeah. That's like getting your financial suitcase advice from Meghan Markle. Or, you know, like, do you want to ask the girl who's holding the suitcase, or do you want to ask your banker? I mean, don't judge a book by its cover, but I don't know.
Sometimes they would let me say, I'm hopeful about this case. So sometimes it was about brains, to be honest, but not really. Not really.
Oh, gosh, the poor thing. I love all your travel hacks, Keith.
Thank you.
Just bring your bag on the flight.
Just do it.
They have other things going on. They don't care. It's more of it's harder for them to stop you.
That's right. I did it. I did it multiple times.
I'd like to point out that all of his hacks, of course, as we know, and that's part of what's funny, was, hey, just do whatever you want and they'll either, you know, figure it out or you get to go on the plane and do whatever you want. I said, you don't have to board when they tell you your seat is boarding. And I'm also like half kidding, half not. You can try that and they'll either go, it's not your time, or they'll actually let you go in, right? Who got the email? Who got the email? Keith rattling off a bunch of shit that he just did because you can just do it, or me because I said one thing wow. That is a hack as an addition to all of his stupid ass hacks.
Hey, whoa, wait.
Somebody had the audacity to email you about this.
Well, Kemda, on today's show, you said the boarding levels is BS and you can board the plane whenever. This is not true. I went to Hawaii last month, and on the way home, when we were boarding, the guy scanning the boarding passes made two people go back out because they were doing boarding level A and the people were level C. So they do pay attention and will deny you to enter until your turn.
Yes. And sometimes when you try to take a carry-on, they go, hey, there's no more room. We can check it in, or you can get the fuck out of the airport. But you didn't get that. That was the only email I got through Keith. I got DMs. And I got emails directly to me about how that's not a hack. Nobody mentioned that Keith's hacks were not hacks at all and that mine was on par with his stupidity. No, I was corrected on, I think, a joke that Keith was telling. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
just get to know yourselves, people, if you sent me an email like that.
Yeah, and Hemda, not for nothing, but know your place. Like, your job on the show is not to make jokes.
Right.
Your job on the show is to hold the suitcase, okay?
But I'm so pretty.
Hold the suitcase and don't be sarcastic about it, okay? We want to see you really holding that suitcase. Get to know yourselves, listener. You're on notice.
Of all the things. No, Hemda, they do sometimes check.
Actually, Hemda, actually, you can't do it. Hemda, because they will be mad at you if you do it. So don't do it. But I do share, Keith, your rage with regard to the air train when you're leaving the airport and you're getting on the A to go from freaking Rockaway Beach back to your house, and maybe for fuck's sake, the subway is going to take longer than your flight even took, because it's, you know, it's a big system, biggest subway system in the world. And they have the cajones to make you pay $8 to leave the airport. You are trapped. Mm-hmm. This is extortion. This is usury.
If you don't have it, Kanda, you do a life hack.
Actually, Keith, you can't just walk through the turnstile and steal the air train fare. Oh, God, I hate paying for the air train on the way out. Drives me crazy.
They're like, pay me. And I'm like, I'm here. Figure it out a different way. I'm done.
I'm like, okay, I take it back. I didn't get on the air train.
Right.
By the way, I have another life hack, not airport related. Probably not. It's a Starbucks hack. Every day at 9 a.m., there's a bunch of ready-made coffee in the ordered from your app section of Starbucks. That's for you to choose from.
Life hack.
Life hack.
That's a good life hack.
Do you like whipped cream? A couple of those drinks will have whipped cream. Now, it's a big guessing game. It's a roulette wheel. So don't be allergic to anything. You can have whatever you want. That's part of the hack.
You know, I did... you remember when Sweet Green was really popping off, the salad place?
That's so funny that you said, because today I was like...
Thank you.
There are Sweet Greens on every fucking block now. This salad shit, it's not just a like, oh, here's a small, you know, space and you can buy salad only in here. These are the sizes of like 2-3 Starbucks, if that's what we're gauging.
Yeah.
And it's everywhere. It's on every block, every neighborhood. It's unbelievable. There's more Sweet Greens than pizzerias in New York now. Yeah,
salad hack.
$20 hack.
So the way you hack Sweet Green is there's an app. So you hack into the app by downloading it. Okay, and then you hack your information in there. And then when you order, you do a hack where you pick what you want.
Okay.
From the menu. And then you pay for it. There's a hack there, which is just that you put your card information in and it charges you. And then you go and pick it up, hack, at the location hack. I once tried to ask, because you know me, I'm a little nosy goober. Mm-hmm. So I'm, of course, getting real friendly with the Sweet Green guy near my office a few years ago. And I am getting free lemonade every time, if you wanted to know. Okay.
Oh, because you asked for a cup for water and then you put lemonade in? No.
It wasn't a hack. It was just the hack where you're friendly to someone and they give you free lemonade. I think it's...
Like Xerxes' donut hack where he just smiles and they give him free donuts every time he goes without me. Very interesting. Two people are dead, but totally. It's a different hack job. That's cool.
That's a good hack. But I was like, how many people just come in and pick a salad and leave? And they were like, it happens a lot. It happens like all the time. It's like, of course it does. I mean, especially if you're not. If you don't go to that neighborhood very much.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you might as well. So that hack, I think, is a little bit better than my hack, which is to use the app to buy one. But
one seems cheaper. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, that just means that my hack goes to everywhere in the city. Because everywhere in the city. So 9 a.m., you want to hit the coffee shops. Around noon, you want to put yourself like... Get one of those backpacks that looks like you can put pizza and every kind of whatever in it. And the delivery guy's backpack where it's like a cooler and a backpack.
Got it.
And
then
just pick your salad when you get there.
Totally. Yeah. And like have a speaker playing music attached to your backpack strap and just walk in. And you're also on the phone. And you just go and you flash your phone at the person.
Right.
And you go like,
right.
Johnson Smith Chintosh. And then you grab the bag. You leave. Mm-hmm. Life hack.
I wonder if this could be a YouTube channel. I exclusively eat yoinked food that people leave for delivery or for pickup.
I think that was probably... Week. Implicate you in like a
there's a difference crime. Between hacking and canceling.
I think you might get
I don't know
to jail. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know the statute of limit. Maybe if you put it out like a few years from now.
Right.
It might be okay.
When Sweet Green is completely out of business for fucking.
When the only Sweet Greens left are on Mars and we have to go there for lunch during our shifts at Elon Musk's Martian labor camp that we'll all work at.
I did see this guy do a video of he does videos of how to like eat free or cheap in a city or whatever. And so New York was one of the hardest ones because everything's expensive. So apparently all of these restaurants, especially the what are the ones that are repeats? The have a lot of McDonald's
chain
restaurants, including like Chipotle and all that stuff. If you download their app, your first meal is free. So he would download an app, go like a legit full meal, a burrito from wherever, whatever. And he made it through the whole day downloading apps, and your first order is free. So you could do that around the city for, I would say, a year or two.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Go ahead. Write me an email.
Maybe not a year.
That's a long time, a year or two.
There's a lot of restaurants.
That's
okay.
True.
I guess some of them repeat because. Yeah.
They're chains.
Yeah.
What was the poll for this episode? Yes, please.
The poll was, how clever is all of Henda's hack ideas? The poll was, have you paid with your palm yet?
Oh, my God. Terrifying. When I heard you talk about this on the episode, I was like, he must be mistaken. Right. There's no way that that's a thing, and I don't know about it, and I'm not already freaked out. But no, thanks a lot, Keith. Now I
look at the forms and 100% of people are saying no, they haven't used it.
How do you have to sign up and they
I guess you do it off your camera at home, I would guess. So maybe on your phone at home.
Your biometric data.
Well, let's see. The poll on Reddit had one person saying that they have done it. Alrighty.
All right, it's the owner.
But maybe that's Keith.
Yourself, Howard.
Yeah, that's interesting. And you know what? Next thing you know, we're all going to be doing it, and everything's fine. But
yeah, of course.
It's like when McDonald's started doing credit cards. I'm like, you're going to trust this guy to type in $3? You're handing him your credit card? What? But here we are. So.
Yeah, that was something from the next episode, which was 3592. Mm-hmm. Food for Thought with Nick Vatterott. And I'm skipping ahead a little bit, but you did say, Hemda, nothing holds up, which I loved. Like, nothing's holds up. In 5 years, you're going to listen to this and you're going to say I was problematic and insane. Like, there's no, I forget what even you brought. Oh, Sex and the City, because you're doing a rewatch. Right. Of course it doesn't hold up. Nothing holds up. Nothing will hold up. And we'll be paying with our palms. Be paying with my freaking, you probably going to have to open your mouth and suck your dad's thumb off to pay coming up with garlic and freaking honey on. Like, it's, I don't know. I just am exhausted, you know? I don't even have Apple Pay. I just...
How do you live?
And my mom...
Somebody sold out.
When my mom was living with me in New York, she was like, you have to get Apple Pay for your phone. You just tap on the... To get on the subway, you tap your phone. And I was like, but I just tap my card. She's like, you should tap your phone. I was like, why?
Yesterday, I left my house and didn't realize I didn't have my wallet. I left my whole purse at home until I was miles away from home. It does not matter. I got my phone. It's all in there. Now, sometimes my phone dies. But anyway, no, it's fine. It's so convenient. At first, I would just be embarrassed. I would try not to turn red because the bloops weren't blooping that easy. And so I felt like I was one of the first ones to like, fuck it, I'll Apple Pay. And they're like, all right, asshole. And I'd be like, no, this really works. Now the wand just goes. I feel like they have improved it. But before I used to look all kinds of stupid for like 10 seconds. Sure. Like, no, this is really a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, the bloops weren't blooping.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when that happens.
And mm-hmm. by the way, Sex in the City and every other thing, yes, it won't hold up. But you know what does hold up?
Samantha's asshole.
Friendship.
That is how we reacted to things. That was the dialogue that either was happening amongst friends or in people's heads. Those were the terms that we use. That is what the climate was. Like, it does hold up as a person who lived in that lifetime. They did a good job. That's what life was back then.
You think we really said all of Samantha's puns back then?
Oh, those are horrible. But somebody was saying them. I'm talking about you're just joking and I'm trying to explain.
I'm just talking about riding a camel in Blahniks. That's all I meant.
So, Nick Vatterott, what a funny guy. You all were three were firing on all cylinders this episode. It was like, like a beautiful drum solo. Oh,
that's what we were trying.
It was great. So funny. Everyone was making each other laugh. I felt like I was one of the gang. He's great. Was he an asshole?
He was not an asshole. I was an asshole that I took Craig and Adam calling me funny man and I turned it around on him. That's where I got that from. And I'm like, let's, in case the word ever gets out there, I want people to go, no, I think it was always about Nick and not Keith being a funny man. So that was my little trick.
Okay, funny man. That is really one of the worst insults I can think of.
Yeah.
I liked when Nick said stand up is just lecturing people and then trying to fit your jokes in.
Yeah, trying to shoehorn jokes.
He is so much fucking fun. That was so fun. I don't even, it's not like nothing different was happening, but it did feel different. And it makes me feel so good when you could see the feedback where like other people felt it too, even though, you know, it's mm-hmm. the same show, same situation, but it's rare to find comedians who will actually laugh out loud and like, you know, keep bouncing around. So fucking fun. Yeah. Share that episode.
Share the episode. Yeah. We also got, I think this was maybe the first mention, maybe the second mention after last week, but Keith and the Girl Week live. Mm-hmm, it's really happening.
That's what we're thinking. In fact, we have our first 2-minute submission from Appia, but I see like I didn't get to it yet because it's overwhelming. I have like 4 submissions. I don't know if the last one is the one that counts. It's a lot going on, but already we got people sending them in their 2-minute art.
So it's you send in 2 minutes in order to perform 5 minutes?
Yes.
Wow. That's a difference of 3 minutes.
Well, you'll also want to do a whole new 5 minutes because people will have heard your 2 minutes.
Oh, so that's
I'm gonna play these live. Yeah.
7 minutes.
Yeah. So when you look at it that way, between now and April, you need to come up with 7 whole minutes is what I recommend. It's up to you, but that's what I would recommend.
So talk slow, guys. I actually was scheduled to do that before the pandemic, remember? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we got sidelined by good old COVID-19. And so we did the roast instead. And yes. I'd encourage people to check that out because I think it was the funniest I've ever been.
That's great.
You were the funniest.
I've worked really, really hard on it.
I encourage people to watch it also, but if just a warning, if they're going to watch it, they're going to start encouraging you to do stand up. You fucking rocked that shit. You fucking destroyed everyone. The comedians' jaws were on the ground. And the thing is it was very new in Zoom. So Zoom didn't really allow you to see like all the faces all together. So like whoever was talking, their screen was on. But people's jaw was dropped. and they were like, holy shit, because okay, Bianca's not really a comedian. I sort of see this person here. And they were like sort of stacking up against each other. And then you went, and they went home and wrote. I know they did. They went home and said, I need to get my shit together. Yeah. This woman is coming out of nowhere going, I'm not a comic. I just hang out with some folks that, like, you know, tell some jokes. And she's like, boom, you want to know about you? Here's your asshole. Here's your ass pipe. Here's what your mom called you. And it was all like from this lovely voice.
Oh, yeah. If you're telling me she did, she thinks I was too rough on Sam Evans, give me a fucking break. Thanks for the reminder. Absolutely.
So good. You have to see the roast. Oh, oh.
No, but I really did. I worked on it for like 2 weeks and I watched all the old Friars Club roasts on YouTube to prepare.
Very so good. Wow.
I was trying to really learn from the masters.
And then she had to cut out all this racist shit because they really went after black people in those days.
Yeah, I was doing a modern update where I just made fun of Keith and Hemda instead of, you know, whole races of people.
Right.
But I would encourage everyone to do this 2 minute thing. I think it's going to be really fun. It's going to be fun to hear all the submissions and then you'll see your name in freaking lights, you know, and you'll have an absolute rush of adrenaline after you perform and you'll not be able to go to sleep for, I don't know, 5-6 hours after.
Luckily, we'll be hanging out.
Yeah. So that's exciting. Okay, we have to talk about James Corden at Balthazar.
Mm-hmm.
Give the baby the egg yolks. Don't.
I do think an egg yolk omelet is funny.
It's the crits. I mean, that's like Hunger Games level, like rich people, evil bullshit of an egg yellow omelet. Like, no, don't do it.
Everyone's already having egg white. I'm going to bring it back to egg yellow.
It comes with a cholesterol pill, comes with a Lipitor pill. Like, what the fuck? My wife asked for yellows.
Right. Should I come back there and make it myself? Yeah, because we don't know what you want. Because it can't be that.
Please,
I'm on the idea that it is a commercial. It's some kind of like PR move that either they orchestrated themselves or somehow got help with. And speaking of, I know I brought up Sex and the City. I found another ad for Bed Bath & Beyond in Sex and the City. She was dating Berger and they were on like their first or second date at the beginning. They were just kissing. And she's like, and then it's actually really sexy to look for, you know, shower, whatever.
And there's the shower curtain montage scene.
Yes, yes. Which is, it's so, there's no such place in Bed Bath & Beyond where you could do that. And anyway, now they're kissing amongst the shower curtain. And he goes, wait until I get you into bedding. And then by the end of the date, Carrie goes, and at that point, I couldn't wait to get him in my Bed Bath & Beyond. Are you joking? That was the line. I'm not making it up. I'm not changing it in any way. I'm not exaggerating. That was the line. And then they had sex. I couldn't wait to get Berger into my Bed Bath & Beyond.
Well, in the books, they didn't have the shower scenes at all. But they did have the bedding part and the pun.
But as I recall, they did not have sex that episode because they didn't have the magic in the bedroom that they had in restaurants.
No, they did have sex, but it was so quiet and so bad. She can hear the M11 bus.
Right.
She can hear people getting on and people getting off. And then Samantha goes, at least someone was getting off, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the other guy who they didn't have sex, the other writer. Oh, these are both writers. Yeah. There was another guy whose mom had the whole Zabar's thing. And
oh, my God. I love that. I feel like I've had that dilemma before where I really like someone's family, but I don't like them. But I think Jack Berger, like, that was like the one that I liked. Of Carrie's boyfriends. And what does that mean about me? Probably something bad.
It's interesting. He was he had good banter.
He was funny.
He was funny. The guy. He's in a writer. Space, right?
Yes.
Neurotic, funny,
Yeah, but he was a jerk. She got a little success and he got his option dropped. They're both writers. And he couldn't even like be in the same room with her in public anymore.
I know. He was such a jerk. On that scary motorcycle ride to Brooklyn.
And then left her there because he couldn't handle the paparazzi not wanting a picture with him. Come on. This is not even your thing.
Carrie, don't take him to Prada and tell him to buy a $700 shirt. That's like a red button down. That looks crazy.
Like, I agree, but she didn't tell him to buy it. The salesperson told him to buy it. And also, I think it's the same problem with Aiden. Aiden was perfect. Berger, not so much, but he was perfect in the beginning. Aiden was a perfect person, but they are snobby. They're snobby. Your second home in upstate New York is a shit town. That's what comes out of your fucking face. They're so snobby. She can't date somebody like Berger. He's way too down to earth, way too normal. But also, he did turn into a bitch. You got to admit.
No, I agree. I mean, his heel turn was absolutely perfect.
And then how he broke up with her? He broke up with her on a Post-it,
Keith. On a Post-it, Keith.
A Post-it. Do you want to hear what it said?
I read the books.
She woke up and on a Post-it on her screen, he wasn't there anymore. He said, I'm sorry.
I can't.
Don't hate me.
Yep. That was in the book.
Okay. Post it.
The Post It Always Sticks Twice is the name of that episode. It's a great episode. Yay.
Okay. Bianca and I have to find time to do a whole Sex and the City podcast episode by episode and Gilmore Girls as well. And there's so many fucking episodes of both of these. I don't know how, but we have to.
Yeah.
I can never tell that you like these.
Okay. Me neither. You know, it's just like I'm trapped in this universe. Like I can't get out, you know.
Like all this was a compliment, right?
No, I don't know. I honestly, you know, if it's Beauty and Brains for me at this point, it's got to be Beauty because I don't know where I stand. Gotcha. I don't have an opinion. Do I like it or do I just have to subject myself to it? For a certain number of hours a year because I made some sort of a deal with a witch in a cave.
Mm-hmm. And that's me, darling.
Okay, we have to move on.
Yes, please.
James Corden.
Yeah, well, get your shit together, James.
Get it together. And the other thing you guys talked about was that service in New York has declined in quality. And I'm here to tell you, I agree. I haven't had a good wait staff situation in the city in a long time, but I did recently go on a trip to the Grand Canyon. Heard of it? It's a big hole in the ground. And I was in a restaurant in Flagstaff called Oregano's. It was a party of 11. And our server, Melissa, was fantastic. So shout out to Melissa at Oregano's in Flagstaff. There are still some good servers in this world.
Well, thank you, Melissa. I hate saying things like that. Like, you know, the service has really gone down in this city because I also don't even go out to restaurants that much. It's everything.
It must be really bad if you're noticing it.
I think so because even when you get like the falafel, it's like, well, where do I, you know, or the pizza or whatever. If you're not going to your regular places, it's like, oh, where do I order from? And they roll their eyes. You're supposed to know their system and order as fast as possible and take whatever shit they have. There's a pizza place. Yeah. There's a pizza place by our place. It's called Slice. It's so fucking good. And we go there sometimes. It's like, oh, can I get a slice? We're out of pizza right now. What? Yeah, we're out of plain slices. I'm like, okay, can I have a vegetable one? Yeah, in 20 minutes. Your place is called Slice. Is that for my wrist or is that a pizza I'm going to put in my face? Anyway, so worth it. It's so good. The pizza's good.
It's good. What can it's I good. Say? They've gotcha. I went actually recently to the restaurant in Central Park, Tavern on the Green.
Oh, but it's like, by new owners, right? Because before it sucked ass.
Yeah, but the woman, she was sweet. Like, I don't think it just seems like everybody's new, which is fine. You know, I don't care if the service is not great, but it's it's okay to notice if somebody seems like they're not great at it, you know? It's like you're holding the suitcase wrong, you know? So, and I say that as a former professional in the industry. And I loved when you three were riffing on like the depression of a waiter and like the way you say I was a waiter for about 10 years means that you were a waiter for about 20 years.
Mm-hmm. It goes 10 years or whatever.
Or whatever.
10 years in anything else, you're getting an award. 10 years in AA, you get a brand new chip. You know what I mean? Like it's 10 years marks like an anniversary, a goal, whatever, like paper, whatever it is, champagne, a blunt, a vacation, 10 years or whatever. Oh, you were a waiter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or and service. Going home smelling like food. So, oh, man, I was preaching. I was like, say it, guys. Amen.
You can't waste all your money on cleaning that apron. So as soon as you put on that apron that isn't less than pristine, you're like, here we go again.
I worked at a restaurant that served smoked meats. So I just smelled like smoked meats for about 6 or 7 years.
Imagine when, because about 20 or so years ago, they took smoking out of restaurants. So people were going home not only smelling like the food, but also people's cigarettes. Fuck. And you're trapped in there for hours.
Not great.
Tip your wait staff. I just said they were awful, but there's no way I'm leaving there without tipping them.
You gotta tip them.
Yeah.
If they're bad, tip them more because they're about to get fired.
Right. You know? And, you know, sometimes the difference between $5 more on the tip that you're tipping, like $5 over what you're supposed to tip, I think changes a person's day. Like, because when agree. I used to, yeah, when I worked with tips, like that there was an option for a tip just a little bit more. And I would make, that's how I convinced my mom to stop being so cheap as a tipper. She's like, no, that's exactly. I'm like, mom, if you add $3 more to that, you know, I get that you bought a tea or like whatever. If you had $3 more than that, that person might call their mom after their shift today. Cause I would call her and I'd be like, somebody tipped me $50. Isn't that amazing, mom? So I'm like, remember those phone calls where you're like, oh, there's a reason my daughter's tip a little bit more. That person's going to call their parent.
Do you think, like nowadays you order a newspaper and, you know, it's like the standard is 25% tip on that apparently. Do you think that fucks it up for waiters? That people be like, I'm not giving you $25 for a fucking newspaper. You didn't do anything. So now I'm going to adjust all the prices.
What do you mean? To lower or what?
To lower. Yes. Like, you know how anything. It's could be a coffee shop and they take a water behind the counter for you. And it's like the standard's 30%. And you're like, no, it's not. I'll give you a dollar maybe.
That drives me crazy. Yeah. I have a philosophy on it where it's like if it's a counter thing, just a drip coffee or grab less, it's a dollar. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Amen.
And even if I get a refill, it's that first dollar that covered me for my whole experience.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Now, if it's a latte, if it's a cappuccino, I'm still giving a dollar, maybe two, maybe a dollar and change. I have cash for the purpose. If I have table service of any kind, even if I'm only ordering a tea and they're bringing it to me and setting it on the table, I tip $5.
Yes.
If the bill is less than $25, 20% of 25 is $5. So 25 or less, automatic $5 tip.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then above that, we're going at least 20%. And we're rounding up. I mean, you have to.
Yes, because it's a different of, you know, change.
There's nothing more annoying than when somebody orders a soup and it's $9.80 and then they tip you 15% of that, which is like, I don't know, $1.35. You're like, It was actually kind of annoying to balance the soup. And and maybe I did burn my hand a little.
It'd be easier if you ordered more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Order two platters. And that's actually, and then all of a sudden I'm making $8 off of you.
That's the thing. Can we just eliminate tipping altogether? Can employers have to pay? That's it. That's what you negotiated. I can't with the negotiations every time. You know, now we're able to buy weed in actual weed stores. So we buy our gummies. There's a tip jar. We tip every time. It's like now I'm tipping on weed. I'm tipping every time I go to a store. Can we, can everyone just be paid what they're paid?
Yeah. And you can't find that. And then they have tipping for everything, but you can't even Google. I've Googled before, like I'm at a nail salon. I've never been there. What do you tip? $1 to $35, whatever feels right. Like nobody seems to know. And it's a mess out there. It's a goddamn mess out there.
It is. It is. And it's designed to keep, you know, poor people down. Mm-hmm. And rich people up. Speaking of numbers, Keith, what was the poll?
The poll was, have you ever fake kidnapped someone?
Oh, right.
Based on
so
those,
this yeah. is, yeah, Xerxes, Hemden Xerxes went to IKEA, which is very nice. Were you recreating the shower curtain scene from Sex in the City?
You know what? I think I got tricked. I think I got tricked because we did, we're trying to do long bike rides. So it's just, you know, here's 10 miles out, right? So we got to Red Hook, Brooklyn, and I didn't realize. And so we're having whatever pizza or smoke. And he goes, you know, it's weird. We're like right by IKEA. How would we not go in? And I go, I'm tricked. Because in our relationship, I don't want to go in IKEA. I don't want to go into any store. I hate shopping. I hate everything. But he likes going in IKEA and he's good at it. I didn't know that you can like get in and get out. I didn't know that there's a path. I used to get lost. It's just such a pain in the ass. Anyway, I think I got tricked. We happened to be around Red Hook, so we went in.
What's he market for right now at an IKEA? What's he in the market? Like, what's he looking for in IKEA?
Well, actually nothing, because we're really trying to get things out of the house more than in, but it's more like a walkthrough for ideas, which, you know, I get into right away. I'm just like, oh, look at this. And you see like their kitchen is made up of this. And suddenly you realize if I put a hook over here, we can save space. So it's a little more.
Get tricked big time. Yeah.
Well, I end up having fun. So who's tricking who? That's the thing. That's the thing. I know.
Joke's on me, because Xerxes was asked by a child's mother to pretend to kidnap him, the child. Oh. Said, hey, he doesn't know. He needs to learn a lesson. Just scare him a little, would you? Like, whoa, no thanks.
That's hardcore. Yeah.
And they spoke the rough English too, and you're trying to do some weird scam.
Yeah, they're basically saying our kid is too soft. Go harden him up a bit. Let him know where he's really at. The kid was like 5. Okay. He just came from his from 5 days ago. He came from his home into a whole different country. And now he's in some furniture store. And I don't know that his parents could trick him to have fun like Xerxes can in IKEA, you know, at a cafeteria now. Well, there's no fun.
It was just weird that Hinda said, okay, we'll do it. And they said, no, just Xerxes can do it. That was a little offensive.
So what was the poll result here?
Believe it or not, 100% of people said no, they have never fake kidnapped someone.
I thought somebody would say yes, because maybe it like leaked into a fantasy, a role-playing thing, or...
Well, now you know you're wrong.
I'm making a disgusted face, but I'm just kidding. I think that would be a bit much to arrange.
Well,
don't you think?
You know, don't get thrown by the word kidnapping. These are adults and consenting and whatever. I just figure people have rape fantasies where it's like, hey, you know, I'll leave the door open and you come in and pretend to whatever. So I thought maybe. This would go into somebody's fantasy about like, hey, you're going to snatch me. I'm going to be in a parking lot. No. All right. Listen, you're both looking at me in a way. All right.
We already gave you the answer.
though. Okay. I'm just trying to. I don't know. It could happen. Well, I guess not. Just
based on the context of the question, like the story you told, like I don't think people would interpret the question
right
to be like, oh, but have you done it for pretend? You know, like,
fake kidnap. Well, zero on Reddit have, so you know, okay. My bad. I don't know. Keeping my mind open, you guys. It's almost 2023.
All right. Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Would you ever fake kidnap somebody, Hinda?
No.
What a shocking news.
I have like moved someone's car in the parking lot, you know, like without them knowing who it was, grabbed their keys, moved their car to a different spot and as a trick.
Really?
Does that count?
Oh my goodness. How long did it take them? Did they freak out?
A little bit. Yeah, it was pretty funny. I mean, that's like a common prank in my family. My cousin recently saw my stepbrother at a deli and she did that to him.
Oh my God, I would cry. Don't do that to me.
And then she watched him come out of the deli and look, because he left his keys in his car. I don't know. He's just that kind of a person.
Okay. So he, oh my God.
He looked around. He was like, huh. I didn't park here, but he didn't really like care. He just got in the car and then,
he saw the car. Okay.
Yeah, but it was on the other side of the parking lot from where he parked.
Okay. I see.
Just like, huh. And then she had to text him after and be like, so like your car, right? How funny was that? And he was like, oh my God, that was you. Hilarious.
Wow.
You're so stupid.
Wow.
But that's a good prank. Kidnap someone's car.
It's a hack.
Just park it somewhere else. And
or take it. Or take it. Life hack.
Life hack. Take it. Don't have a car? Life hack.
Right.
Take one. That's it. How is Silent Trailers before we go? I want to know.
Ooh. Well, just so everybody knows, it's still up on YouTube and Keith was in the hospital after. That's how Silent Trailers went.
Yeah, it's not important who won. It said everybody had fun and they cheated.
And that was when your side started hurting?
Looking back, right? No, it hurt before that.
Okay.
But it didn't help. Didn't help things.
All right. Well, that's it. Prayers up for Keith's side.
Can I ask you this, though, speaking of Silent Trailers? Just a trivia, Keith, you cannot answer this. If you had to say who was the longest Wayans brother, would you know the answer to that? And maybe, yes, maybe you understand that long means tall and we're flustered and trying to move the show along.
I guess I would say... Marlin?
Okay. I think I won Silent Trailers. Thank you. It's on our YouTube channel, Keith and the Girl.
He's the baldest one, right?
Oh, is he? Whoops, then not him.
Damon Wayans Jr.?
You know what? I should just stop right there. Enjoy Silent Trailers for free on YouTube. Interact with the YouTube channel if you want us to keep posting things by clicking like and commenting and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I still won.
For me, a little update on me. I went to the Grand Canyon and I checked it out. It is there. It's definitely there. It's a canyon. Pretty grand. And we did hike down it, me and my mom, and it was very fun. You can check out the pics on Instagram if you want. It's pretty cute.
Oh, that's great. How did I miss your Instagram pictures? I have never been to the Grand Canyon. It sounds absolutely amazing. How far down into it did you get?
We hiked down 3 miles, and we weren't even halfway down.
And then you got to hike back up the 3 miles, which is...
Yeah.
That's bananas. How did you do? Had your health hold up? Had your body?
I was okay. I think it was just the altitude, because it's such a high elevation, so it was kind of hard to breathe at certain points.
That's scary.
But But then when we got back to Massachusetts, we walked up a local mountain, and I was fine. I think it was definitely the altitude made it really hard.
Yeah, don't they have like the people who are kind of guiding you down? They must have like a emergency air situation, right? Like some kind of nebulizer or something.
They
really
definitely don't.
So they just trust that you'll be able to breathe and calm down and like walk it.
Yeah, you're on your own. And if it takes you, you know, 6 hours to get back to the top, it takes you 6 hours, you know, like they don't.
Wow.
There's no, I mean, you can be, if you're really injured, you can be airlifted out by a helicopter, but you have to pay for that. And there's also, you know, mules that walk up and down. There's a cool video of the mules on my IG as well. You know, check it out. Don't take my word for it. Grand Canyon, it's pretty good.
Okay. You know what? And fuck it.
Keith, now that you're traveling, you might. I don't know.
Oh, maybe. Yes. So we can all hear out. Like, oh, it's a hole. You guys were right. I flew on a plane to see a hole. Thank you, everybody. What is, Keith, do you have more travel plans? I don't know if you know this, but like, Thanksgiving, there's a little bit of time.
Okay. I kind of want to see Spooky in Australia again.
Whoa.
That's really far.
Yeah. Wow.
You think I can do it?
Not in Thanksgiving. We don't have that much time off.
Okay. Okay.
Thanksgiving, we're still doing a show or two that week. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe like at the end of the year. We'll talk.
All right. Cool. And having said that, around the world with Keith, around the world with Keith, around the world, Keith and the girl.